SBS Radio.
Julian Gallia huwa Malti Awstraljan li għandu l-istudju tiegħu tal-films f'Sydney. L-imħabba tiegħu għal Malta ġelitu li jikteb u jidderieġi l-ewwel film tiegħu bl-isem Love to Paradise f'Malta. Issadu kemm ħareġ it-tieni film tiegħu Made in Malta, li kif jindika l-isem ittieħed ukoll f'Malta. Jiena tkellimt ma' Julian Gallia dwar il-produzzjoni u d-direzzjoni ta' Made in Malta. Billi Julian twilet u traba l-Awstralja din l-intervista qed issir bl-Ingliż. Jibda biex jgħidilna dwar l-interess tiegħu f'dan il-qasam tal-films.
Music and movies were part of sort of the way I grew up, I guess, and ingrained in me. I got into photography quite young, my first year of high school, I think. I bought a 35mm camera and I had saved up for by mowing the lawns at the church. And I had this camera and you know, I'd save my money up to buy rolls of film, and I built a dark room in my parents' attic where I would experiment a lot and develop photos and play with light and you know, all these different type of things that I was playing around with and just experimenting basically with my camera. We had a handy cam growing up as well. My father bought a handy cam, like the old school one with the VHS around the strap around the shoulder, and then the other part with the, you know, the viewfinder, that massive thing. And I was always grabbing it off him and shooting stuff. And every time we had family events and that, I was always the one that was, you know, shooting everything. And I'd piece together these, like, you know, home videos with two VHS recorders, you know, trying to do like an edit. So I was always interested in it, but I never saw it as a career for myself. And also, I'm from a very blue-collared family as well. Like, no one that was in my family had any foothold in the arts, and I think it was just a bit too far removed from my background perhaps to even think about it as a an avenue to you know, to make a living from, I guess.
But then not just the filming, as a writer yourself.
Yeah, well, the writing, see, my writing started very young as well, about the same time. I've been writing forever, and I'd started with short stories and poetry, which I had written. I've written hundreds and hundreds of poems, maybe 1,000, I think, of poems, really. I've always written, and that developed from, but it was still a sense of storytelling. So then when I started studying screenwriting, I mean, it's a different medium completely, but it's still a method of storytelling. So my writing has basically evolved from, you know, short form stories, I guess. And also lyrics, I've written a lot of song lyrics as well, which I've recorded some for my short films before. But yeah, that developed into screenwriting, and then I studied screenwriting at film school.
And today you've got your studio based in Sydney.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, where I produce content. Both my films, Love to Paradise and Made in Malta, were produced through my company, Gallia Pictures. But we also produce other content for different mediums as well, like short form content for social media. I also do, like, you know, corporate things, that type of thing, you know.
Made in Malta is your second film. Tell us a little bit about the story.
Okay, Made in Malta is a story about a filmmaker who's in Malta for the premiere of his first movie. And the movie is about a relationship that he had many years ago, and an experience he had with an ex-girlfriend and their visit to Malta. And he's written this and made this movie about his experience with this ex-girlfriend who walked out on him 5 years before and left him heartbroken. And a way of him dealing with this heartbreak was to make this movie. So he's trying to move on with his life. 5 years later, he's in Malta, and this woman, his ex-girlfriend, shows up at the premiere of his film in Malta. And she convinces him to spend the day hanging out, exploring Malta, basically. And through that, their love is reignited as they explore each other and, you know, problems of the past and where things are going to go in the future.
Obviously, it's a story happening in Malta, but it's a story that could happen anywhere in Europe. Did you have the locations in mind as you were writing the script?
Yeah, definitely. Well, what happened is this, Made in Malta evolved from Love to Paradise. What happened was, when I was shooting Love to Paradise, while I was shooting it, I got the idea for Made in Malta, and I thought to myself, oh, it would be interesting to tell a story about, like, if Love to Paradise was going to premiere, and it'd be interesting if this filmmaker had someone from his past come back and just show up at this premiere, and it kind of evolved from that. So when I was writing Mary and Malta, yeah, definitely. I'd already made Love to Paradise, and I'd scouted all the three islands in Malta. With that film, most of the locations were the very, like, famous kind of landmark locations, you know, like Mdina and Valletta and, you know, the Blue Lagoon, these type of things. But with Mary and Malta, I wanted to find locations that were a little bit more local, you know, and you'd have to really search to find these little gems of places where I've shot. So, but, you know, we still did shoot in, like, you know, St. Julian's and Valletta and stuff, but it also has other spots in Malta that I found just through on foot, basically, searching everywhere I could. I'd jump on buses every day and just explore as much as I could.
That's how you discover these hidden places, really. So,
yeah, exactly.
So perhaps you already had certain locations in your mind when you were scripting the script. So,
yeah, I did. Well, first of all, I wanted to shoot in Valletta again because Valletta, for me, is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. I love it there. I can spend every day there. It's amazing. Yeah, and I also shot in St. Julian's again. My family's from St. Julian's. That's where my mum's from. And I was actually very fortunate that I got to stay in my auntie's place in St. Julian's, where I also used as the production base for the film. That was our production office, and it was also where I was staying, and it was also the location of a couple of scenes in the movie as well, where the main character is staying while he's in Malta. So that became our sort of, you know, hub. But, you know, we also shot in Gozo this time. The last film, actually, we shot in Gozo as well at the Azure window, and we got it right before it collapsed. We were the last film to showcase the Azure window before it collapsed, which was such a disaster. And I can't believe that, you know, we had it on film and then I saw this stuff in the media that it collapsed, which is crazy. But we shot there again on Made in Malta, but this time there's a lot more scenes in Gozo in this film. Mm. One of the things in Gozo as well, I remember being on... I saw this Instagram post from someone who had posted this thing in Gozo, and it was a cave in Gozo. I didn't know where it was, but I wanted to find out where it was. And so I went location scouting in Gozo and asked everyone where this place was, and I on foot, I basically found it. And I thought it was the Calypso's cave in Malta, but it wasn't. It was called something else. It's on the other side, basically, of Zlanda Bay. And there's this beautiful cave, and we got to shoot there, and I got there right at sunset as well. And we've got a beautiful scene of the movie that was shot there at sunset, the new one.
The premiere of Made in Malta, particular dates and places you can mention to us?
Yeah, sure. So Made in Malta opens in Malta on June 5 at Eden Cinemas in St. Julian's. It's going to play there for the entire month of June. And then we're having a premiere special event screening in Melbourne on June 16 in Sunshine. And I think we've already sold half of it. So if people want to get tickets to that, they better get on to it, because at the moment we've only got one screening booked. But also everyone can order the movie on iTunes from June 5 anyway. They can pre-order it on iTunes as well. There's no planned screenings yet for New South Wales, but there may be. If someone wants to host a screening, then I can organise something with them. But there's nothing scheduled at the moment.
European premiere, right? I couldn't miss this.
I can't believe you're here.
I'm here.
I have so many questions, I don't even know if I want the answers anymore.
I do. Tell me everything.
You left here. You left us.
Here now.
Yeah, now you're here, 5 years later.
How much time do you have?
Like a few hours.
Did it take you that long to get ready?
Look who's talking.
It was lightning.
And thunder.
We have to go?
I got a little more time. It has been 5 years.
I told you I was sorry.
Because that makes everything all better.
That's not why I came.
Why then? Why now? It didn't stop, Annalise. Fragments of you,
every single thing that I did.
Vincent, I tried getting in touch with you a bunch of times, but you never replied.
I tried getting in touch with you when things were on the rocks with your boyfriend.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.